We're going to start with something here, but before we go there, we're in the seventh month. How many know that we're in July already? I don't like that our kids are starting school next month already in the first week. I don't like that. We've got to pray for change in that. Come on, somebody. Somebody had this great idea to take it away from September and bring it all the way up to August. We don't appreciate that, because especially for the parents that have to adjust in what life calls us, you know, for, you know, we got, you know, come on, got to buy school clothes. It's already on the televisions, right? Back to school. I said, Jesus, they just got off, didn't they? And so God help us here. And so with that, we're going to have to start doing ourselves. We got to get ready for our children. Amen. We got to, if you have a child and you have a need, let us know, because we will make that provision for them to go to school. Actually, we have some already in our supply room, but you know, because the time, unfortunately, they keep pushing time, and time is moving fast. Come on, somebody! This is why we're bringing to you this morning what we're going to bring about. Go big. How many know what that really represents to me? A meaning to go big, and how many have heard that we serve a big God? Some of us don't realize He is a big God. How many know that He holds the universe in His hand? The Bible says that. Can you picture the universe in His hand? Literally, you cannot. Your mind cannot fathom that, because you don't fathom how good and great and big our God is. To fathom that and show it in your hand. Imagine that. You've seen the hand. Pictures, you know, He's got the world in His hand. There's a song, right? He's got the world in His hand. And you see it, but it's bigger than that. He's not just got the world. He's got the whole universe. So where's the end of the universe? We can't see it, but we know it exists when we look up. That's part of what we're talking. We're looking up. So He's holding that in His hand. So how big is His hand? We can't fathom that. Our imagination doesn't allow us to go that far. But if the Creator that created the universe and then this little world of ours, because how many know the world is really small? It's not the biggest planet out there. How many of you have said, man, especially when you meet somebody from or something from another state? Have you ever been to another country? Huh? And then seen somebody there like, oh my God, what are you doing here? It's a small world. Come on. I'm not talking about the one in Disneyland. I can't stand that song. It's a small world. It sticks with you all day. Come on. But it is a small world. But to fathom how big our God is, say our God. And I don't know if you realize He wants you to know how big He really is. But here's what we're going to have to get to the places to receive that, because we're in the seventh month, right? We're in the time of rest, completion. God, it's already done. It's already finished. And we don't realize it is finished. We don't realize the cross and the price as we should. We don't realize the freedom that God has given us to walk in, because all we can see is what's not even before us. But if you look from behind, God has been good to us. Hello. He gave us another day, right? And for those that couldn't wait for yesterday to end, because there are many that couldn't wait for yesterday to end, because they're going through it. How many know what that means? They're in a time of life, and they're in a stage, in a season that they don't see beyond what they're going through, and are glad this morning that it's behind them. But to realize that it really is behind you, but realizing beyond that, you made it. Come on. You made it. What did little Lolita say here? Huh? Universal Studios. Come on. Come on, Universal Studios. We made it. Hello. Come on, hello. We made it. It's behind us. Praise be to God. Amen. And all that comes with that. And you see, does she really remember it? Absolutely, she's going to remember it. Amen. But what do you remember? Do you remember how far God has brought you already? Can you see where God has already done for you? Can you see that He's already continuing to do it? Because if you didn't get a pink slip on Friday, guess what you got to do tomorrow? You're going to end up going back. Come on. God is good, right? But if you got the pink slip, God is great. because you can't see, but you can't see that he was doing it for us at times. And the greatness of God is because God is so good, he is so great, we still can't see the cross, the price that was paid for us. And I'm going to preach this cross to you until you learn to carry your own cross. And the only way you're going to carry your own cross is to stop looking at other people's crosses. Their cross is their cross. Hello. And your cross is yours. It's designed specifically for you. And if you're brave enough, you should ask God to give you your own stakes, that when it's time to be crucified, because Paul the Apostle said, I am crucified with who? See, we got to carry our own stakes and not be afraid of it. But we're bound by fear, and God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Come on. He gave us love, power, and the sound mind. Love conquers all things. Come on. I love that we can't even fathom. God loves me. God really loves me. No, we don't fathom. No, God really loves me. God loves us. Come on. And as we're looking at the time, we're in the moment we're in, I want you to go out today, and I'm going to preach this all the rest of this year until I see what God has done by reaching you. Because if he reaches you, he has reached me. He has given it to us to give it to you. So we appropriately have done our position that you're tomorrow, say tomorrow's. I mean, remember the song, Tomorrow. Little Annie, tomorrow, right? Knowing that tomorrow's not promised, but yet we still believe for it. Some of us are already getting ready for tomorrow because it's work day. Hello? You know what that means, right? You're already processing. Today's not even through yet. So because you can't see what God's doing today, you're going to miss what he has for you today. God has much for us this morning. Come on. He's got more than you can believe for. The song said it earlier, right? You can't see what he's working. He's working behind the scenes. I'm paraphrasing. Come on. Because he is what? Is he a way maker? Has he made a way for you? Come on. Has he really paved a way for you? Because we sing it, but is he? Has he? Will he? Amen. The question is, will he? Well, we're just saying it. He is the way maker. Come on. But is he going to? Absolutely. When you let him. This is why I always tell you, get out of the way. Stop working on what God's working on. He doesn't need us to be doing what he wants to do. But we so often get in the way with God. So often. Because of the way we are and have been raised up. But I'm going to introduce to you this God. Say this God. He's not religious. He doesn't like religion. I'm going to tell you that right now. He hates religion. Because religion put his son on the cross. Come on. But his love raised them back up to life. So he doesn't like religion. Come on. He loves relationship. He wants a relationship. Some of us don't understand what a true relationship is. Because we haven't received what a real love really is. We've been raised in culture. We've been raised in a way of broken households. We've been raised without a love. A love was yelling at us, somebody yelling at us. A love was getting beat by someone. And that's all we can see. That's all we can live with and walk with. But that's not what God created. He never created that. What he created is that he loved as he loves us. And we can love him and we can receive that love. Say amen, somebody. We talked a little bit about that last week. It's the agape love. Not that eros like I told you, that real fiery. That's for marriages. Hello? I said marriages. Hello? Girls, you should never give yourself up until the ring is on your finger. No ring, you never touch his body. Come on, help me here, Jesus. Oh, that's old school, Pastor. Not like that. No, it's not old school. It's now school. But that's why we don't see. We're going to get robbed. Hello. Psalms 81, though, tells us like this on verse number 10. And it goes on in the King James Version. It says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, one more time we come before you because this word needs to come forth, Father. We need to understand what you have for us this morning, my God. You didn't just call us. You didn't just pick us out from amongst them, Father. You did it that we can receive and understand what you have given and brought us forth for in this hour of this world that we are in, because we are called to be in this of time, of life. And Father, we receive this word right now. Holy Ghost, fill my mouth. Open every ear, every heart right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus to receive that. And for those that are going to hear it in the ways, Father God, of the recordings on the internet, my Father, touch them as you touch these here now, Lord God. And we seal this in the name of Jesus. And now, this was the King James Version, so I'm going to read it out of the International Standard Version. It's out there in a different way. It says, I am the Lord your God. Is God our Lord? Is the Lord our God? Somebody, come on, somebody. Is he really my Lord? Is he really my God? Because if he is, listen to what he's going to tell you. I am the Lord your God. Do you accept that he is speaking that he is our God? How many understand this? But the mentality that we have, we're going to have it cleansed. We need a brainwashing this morning. What that means is we're going to have to ask God to come in and start washing away everything that we have been told, instructed of the ways of serving the God we serve. Because oftentimes that what we have received is incorrect. You see, we can't earn anything from God. How many of you know what that means? What we can do is receive what he has for us. He didn't come. We're not going to, you know, we've been told that, you know, the more you give, the more God gives you. Yes. Yes, that's in a sense, right? Give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, run. No, it just says give and it shall be given. Hello. Because you can give all you want, but if you don't believe what his word says in the book of Luke chapter 6, nothing is going to in return come back to you. Come on. And I'm not here to talk about us giving, I'm here to tell you what God wants you to receive. And you know the problem we have is the more we're in church, the more we get settled in our ways, we forget whose ways we're settled and should be in. He is the way. Come on, somebody. He is the life. Hello? You're not the life. He is the life. You might be the clown of the party, but he's still the life. Come on. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Come on. This morning, do you realize we have life? And that life should be more abundantly. See, 10:10 of John says it like that. The thief came. The thing, though, he comes. What does he come to do? We're going to cover it by the end of this message here. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What does he want that you have? What do you think he has more than you have? He does more greater things than we'll ever do. So what do you believe you have that he wants? And there's only one thing that you should all be in tune with and saying. He wants your faith in God. Because your faith in God will make heaven your home, which he can't have. Hello, somebody. And again, on the International Standard, says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth. Come on, we're going to go big here. Some of us I better leave that alone. I won't go there. I am the Lord your God, one more time, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth that I may fill it. That's why I say go big. What do I need to do? Is understand what our God is saying about going big. Come on. Bigger than you can imagine who your God is. Bigger than you can even receive what that cross has done for us. Hello, somebody. I can't earn my way to heaven. I can't earn my way to a blessing from the Almighty God. But what I can do is receive what he has already given for us to receive. No, you're not hearing this. You see, well, the problem we have is we're stuck on, I'm sorry, stupid. What does that mean? I'm stuck on everything else that except what God is telling me to receive. Hello. He says, they came to give you life. What does that mean? I have life this morning. Are you here? Do you understand that what you have so far, even though, you know, I worked on it, I went to school, I got my education, I've got this, I got this career, I bought this home, we got these vehicles, I got, you know, we. But look what James tells us. Let's go to the Gospel of James, the Epistle of James. I'm going to cover something that we be established that what James tells us. And who is James? If anybody knew Jesus, it was correct, is the brother of Jesus, is James. How many know that? Watch this, but you don't understand. He didn't become a believer until after. He's not the James of Zebedee. He's the James of Joseph, the father of. Stepfather, however you want to say it, of our Savior. Come on. He is the writer of this because he was negative toward his own brother. How many know what I'm talking about? How many have siblings here? You have brothers? I have four brothers. Excuse me, that's alive. Four brothers, right? No, yes. Three brothers alive, one's deceased, and one sister. And boy, we couldn't get along most of the time. And I used to hear, Mama loves you more than we love me. Come on. Have you ever been said, Mama loves you more? I said, well, it's because I take care of Mama. See, I was smart. Take care of Mama, she'll love you more, right? No, she didn't love me more. She loved all her children the same way. But she loved them in a manner where she had to be who she had to be, the way she had to be. Come on, somebody. And you know, when my brothers, when we do get together, and by the way, they all came to say to Jesus because he got a hold of us. My older brother made heaven his home. Come on, when he passed away, he was on his knees. Come on, praying to God with tears in his eyes. So before death came, Jesus came. So these prayers are being answered because he's a great God. No, he's a good God. He's a big God that you don't understand how big he is. That he hears your cry. He heard your request, but you don't know what it's going to take that request to be fulfilled. And the timing, come on, the timing. We had to be right in our hearts for us to receive what's coming. But to understand about this, go to the, are you at the book of James? 17th chapter, the 17th verse. Watch this. He says, every generous act of giving, I'm in the International Standard still, of giving, and every perfect give is from above and comes down from the Father who made the heavenly light, in whom there is no inconsistency of shifting shadows. So everything that you don't realize has come from our God. Say our God. Say our God. Even bad relationships came from our God because it was something you asked for. Not realizing he heard you and he allowed it, because he allows things before we even realize it, that what we're asking of, this is why we have to be careful what we ask for. Oh, you're not hearing this. You're not liking this too much. I'm going to go to the King James Version and say it again. Okay? It says like this. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, because he loves us. How many know that he loves me so much this morning? And even though you're a challenge in a health issue, even though you're in challenge with things at home, in relationships, family, work, life itself, it's still going to be where all good things are coming from God and nowhere else. Come on, somebody say amen. If it wasn't for that, for the death of the cross, there would be no good thing for us today. But it came something good from that, from the Father, because he loves us. Say he loves us. How many know he loves us in his heart? I'm going to tell you, as one from where we came from, it was hard to believe that I'm loved. It was very difficult. It took me years in Christ to learn that he loves me, this guy. He loves this guy. We couldn't receive love. We couldn't understand it. We never had it. Come on. In our home, it was chaos constantly, hunger constantly. There's a lot of yelling. That was love, a lot of yelling. How many know what I'm saying, somebody? Somebody know that? A lot of yelling. So I couldn't receive what somebody loved me that way. And it wasn't even a culture thing. Hello, somebody. The one I knew who loved me was grandma. Thank God for grandmothers. Come on, thank God for my grandmother and my grandfather, who I didn't get to see very much. But other than that, we couldn't receive it. Even today, we climb up just a little bit like, God, I know you're loving me. But my mind had to be shifted. My mind had to be, and my heart had to start receiving that. He loves me without restrictions. We call it an unconditional love, right? How many know what that really means? Unconditional. Because our mentality always puts a condition to everything. Hello, are you here? We put conditions to all that we do. In fact, we do with our employment. I'm going to tell you, I've been in employment that were wonderful to me. So wonderful that I asked for it, and then I had to beg God to get me out of it. Right? Because I didn't do my homework. Hello? You know what my homework was? I asked for a job that I wanted so badly because it was my friend got a job there, and I wanted to be with him working. He wasn't even saved, but I wanted to be with him because he came from where I came from, and I like that kind of work. So I asked God, I want that job. Give me that job, and I got it. Not to realize I'm going to have to work every weekend. He didn't go to church, so he didn't care. It was my life. Hello. That I had to cry out, God. And God blessed me even though I was there. God blessed me while I did, because I honored him. And I let everybody know I'm a Christian. I let everybody know what I believe in. And I let everybody know I don't want to be here, but I got to be here because I asked God for it. And then I begged him, God, take me out of here. And at that point, I got so blessed. I was so blessed to work for that place. We were making $3.75 an hour. And I had a family. Come on, I had a family. I said, God, I had to beg, please, God, if you love me. You know, I didn't know he loved me. See, I didn't get it. He gave me because I believed in faith, because I was taught faith. I taught in giving. We believed in tithing. Come on. And we still believe in all of that. But I didn't think, because I did a mistake. I asked for this, and now I'm asking them, please get me out of here, God. It's like, can I go to you like this, God? Can I really? Because I already asked you for this, and now I'm asking you to take me out. Can I really do that? I couldn't go in the faith that I'm supposed to, but what I did do is I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, because I didn't know no better, God. I should not want this because of that individual. The individual quit when I got hired. He quit. I couldn't do that because I had a family. He could do other things that I couldn't believe in doing any longer, because I'm not of the world no more. I'm a saved person. I'm a Christian. I can't do that. I don't believe that way no more. Hello, somebody. So, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God. I repent. Will you forgive me? And of course, today I can tell you absolutely he'll forgive you. The moment you repent, he forgives you. The moment you know that's wrong, you say, I'm sorry, God. He says, it's all right, I'm here. Just to tell you about this, because every good gift and every perfect gift back in the book of James, right, is from above. Well, I can tell you every good gift from the day we got saved to all the way even now. Say now. I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you from now. I'll tell you right now, you know, we're down in our giving. How many know what that means? We're down in our funding right now, and we were short. Hello, somebody. Just because you, listen, people, I'm going to tell you, go on vacation, don't rob God. Because he's going to come back, and the enemy's going to, you open the door, God's got to let it stay open until you shut it. Say amen. We take God with us. How many know what that means? Everybody, I'm telling you, go across the world in the world. You don't know who God's going to put in front of you. So don't do what you're not supposed to do in another country, let alone another state or a city, because you don't know who God's going to allow to be there to watch you. Come on, because he's good. He's so good sometimes. Say amen, somebody. No, he's not, Pastor. Yes, he is, because a pastor friend of ours went to Mexico, and of course it was inclusive, so everything's included, including the margaritas. How many know what that means? Huh? And the husband and wife, they're pastors of a church. It's free, you know. That's what's wrong with our country right now. You want everything free when it shouldn't be free, right? Man don't work, he shouldn't eat. You ever heard that? It's biblical. Come on, somebody. Who's going? No, one is not going to hurt. Sound like somebody here? Come on, one's not going to hurt, Pastor. Him and his wife were going back. Yeah, nobody's going to see us, right? They're in Mexico. I don't know what part, Cancun or one of those places that they went for. And they ordered the margaritas. And all of a sudden, two of their members show up. Pastor, we didn't know you're going to be here. I'll end the story there, because the only way they can come out of that is a lie. Oh, it's a virgin margarita. I mean, you know what that means. Come on. Hello. And it's only there for our protection, because how many know God loves us so much, He protects us. If we allow Him to protect us, this is why we're saying go big, go big. What do you mean? Open your mouth. Don't be afraid. Go big in your relationship with God, because you have no idea where He's going to take you. You have no idea how many roads He's going to correct for you. You have no idea that you're going to make decisions in your life and they're going to be wrong decisions, even though you pray. How many have prayed for decisions? Right now, we're fighting decisions. We're in a mode that my wife and I pray for us. We're making decisions. We're making decisions that will affect not the ministry, affects us. Amen. And it's very simple. We want to move to Yucaipa. But I'm not going to take something that I shouldn't take. Why? Because I want to be closer to my church. See, that's a dumb reason. No, it's not. That's my heart. But I want something that God's going to bless us with, that we can receive it. Come on, say it, man. Somebody with me. Because I know about the gifts of God. I understand the gifts of God. Are you here? Because I'm one of you. Say, I'm one of you. That's right. I'm like you. I can rob God. And I'm going to tell you, I've never robbed God in His tithes and offerings. Ever. Ever. But all I can say is, they work. I don't care what any preacher out there says. I don't care what denomination says. I've had my own people that left my church and say, look, they'll send me little postings and say, look, tithes are not of this world. It's not for today. And I don't even answer those things. How many know what I'm saying? Go ahead and keep your money. So what's going to happen? Because God honors His word. Yes, I'm not here to talk about tithes and offerings. I'm talking about go big with God, go big, because He wants to fill you up. He wants you to be in. He wants you to have a life. He wants you to be happy. He wants peace for you. Come on, somebody. He wants to be the everything that you'll ever need. In that need, He wants to become. Hello, come on. Luke chapter 6. I kind of already gave you that one a little bit, because. Oh, my God, I feel the Lord up here. And I know that because of that, what I've did wrong one time, because I know faith God can get me in trouble. Faith will get you in trouble if you're not careful. Say trouble. What does that mean? Because I believe God for so much that He got me in trouble back then. I've learned from back then. And by the way, when He rescued me out of the job, He gave me a job and paid me double. Monday through Friday. Come on. Morning shift. Come on, Monday through Friday, got weekends off, and double pay. We were living fat. Got $6 an hour starting. Come on, $6. Yeah, we lived on $6 an hour with the family paying rent, car payment, gasoline. Come on, food. And Friday nights was our night out. Come on, Pizza Hut was our place to go. Buy one, get one for a penny. Oh, Jesus, we're fat, man, living great. Tithes and offering first. Never robbed our God, because He never robbed me. Come on, He doesn't rob me. I didn't understand that it was part of a love. Luke chapter 6, real quick, like, I'm heading in closing now. You guys are just too exciting for me. See, I'm going to be excited with, I can be excited with Jesus all alone. I get in my car. We have a great time, God. It's just you and me. Come on. There's a song, You and Me. Hello. You, Robert, you know that one, right? You and Me. Yeah. chapter 6, the book of Luke. I want you to see right here on verse 38, King James Version. You know, see, look, if you give, it shall be given unto you. Listen, if you give, say, if I give. You see, you limit God, he's limited. I'm going to tell you that right now. You limit God, you limit him. Come on. He doesn't do that. He's a man, woman, person, creation, creator that he is, that stands on his word. He's already proven it throughout time. Say amen. He says, give and it shall be given unto you good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Now watch this. Watch this. Shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure that you meet without, it shall be measured to you again. Now let me go to the, let me see if the Easy English says it a little different for you. Because sometimes you got to be careful how things get written. It says, Easy English, right? Give to other people and God will give to you. See, it didn't say give to other people. But see how we like to hear it? We want to hear it. Yeah, give to me, give me, give me, give me, because my name is not Jimmy. Just give me. We like that, right? But no, it didn't say that. You got to be careful. So I'm not going to continue on that because it didn't say give to men. Are you here? You got to be careful of the interpretations of the different writings that are coming out. And I'm going to go to the International Standard. And it says, give and it will be given to you. A large quantity pressed together, shaking down and running over will be put into your lap. Say, my laps. When's the last time you received something you can't don't have enough to receive it? Hello? I go to the mailbox. I'm looking for a check. Money cometh. I was taught that. Come on. I look at, every time I go, money cometh. I'm looking, God, because I'm praying, God, you know our needs. You know you're the way maker. Hello, son. I'm not doing it for greed. We have expenses here. Oh, give me. Given it shall be given. A large quantity pressed together, shaking the ground, running over, will be put into your lap because you'll be evaluated by the same standard which you evaluate others. The way you give to others. Come on, are you listening, church? We give money. We give to three different areas. We give to three different ministries every month. I'm working on the fourth one because I'm believing in God. Say, believing in God. Because he knows our needs. Say amen. We've heard this old saying, you can't outgive God. Proven factor, I'll never outgive God. You will never outgive God. You just don't know about going big. Come on, church. You haven't been where we've been. You haven't sat where we sit. We didn't start here. I didn't start in a suit. I asked God to bless me with a suit when we started in ministry. I asked God to open doors for us from the park to buildings. Hello. I asked God to give us transportation because I had to borrow transportation to get and do ministry until we can do our own ministry. Come on. Because he called us into this ministry and he has proven himself time after time after time. And if it's from God, it will continue. It will continue. Come on. It will continue. If it's not from God, and that's where I failed in jobs. Hello. He'll stop it because he's going to let you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to challenge you because it's taking you from him. And when you start, if you're that close with him and you are allowed to be taken away because of my bad decision, he put a stop. And I thank God because I've never lived better. Come on, because my trust is not in man. My trust wasn't in the companies. I seen what he did through us. I seen how he blessed those through us. But they were more blessed than me. Hello? We're doing all the work. I mean, know what that means. We made them the money. Yeah, we got a little portioned. Yeah, but they got big portions. It's easy. I wonder, you know, and they're looking at you most of the time like, oh, can you give me more? Give me, give me, give me. You got to understand, press together, running together. You'd be evaluated by the same standards. When's the last time you have a more than enough right now? You have more than enough in the bank right now that if you lost your job, you don't care. Do you have more than enough that you can do it? If God said, come on, I want you to do this right now. Can you do that? See, because if you don't realize how big our God is, all we can live by is what we have or what we see. Come on, somebody. But we don't realize that he said, open your mouth. I'm saying, open our mouth. Why? Because he wants to feel it. He wants to feel, he wants to give to us that we can be the givers of life. Hello, are you here with me this morning? You know, and you don't realize that. God, look at Job real quick, like with me. Go to the book of Job, chapter 1. How many know the story of Job? Everybody knows Job, right, by his sufferings, right? But no, I don't want to look at his sufferings. I want to look at what you need to see. You need to see something that you need to become. Say become. No, say become. Come on, get involved here. Come on, get out of here. I don't know who's robbing you. You can say amen here. You can run around if you have to do the Holy Ghost. You can do that. We don't stop that. You can dance before the Lord. We don't stop that. We just know that we got to raise you up. For some reason, something needs to come alive. And you don't know that I'm asking God, come alive in your people. But I can't give you life. Only God can bring that to life. I can be excited for you. You know, and I can preach my heart out to you, but you have to receive it. Say amen. But how many know the story of Job? Job was well off, wasn't he? Come on. He was well off. Amen. But what I want you to see is verse number 6. Chapter 1, the book of Job. We're going to start with verse number 6. King James Version says, and now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. When's the last time you went to God and approached and sat with him at his throne? Because, you know, he asked you, come boldly to me. Come to my throne room. Come and sit with me. I do that every day. I go before God. Here I am. Why? Because I need you. I need instructions. I need to stay in a humble mindset because I know what you can do. I know what your will is in the sense for what today will bring. We're in an evil day. Come on. Yes, Jesus came and paid the price. He defeated sin. Come on. He defeated the grave. But we live in a sinful world. Sin will reign until the enemy is taken out. We're not. That's another subject coming, but not today. It's going to continue. You will have to choose every day to stay in the will of God, in the ways of God, and for God is life going to have to take its course. And the day came that the sons of God came to sit with him. You are those sons of God. You are those daughters of God. When's the last time you actually, what do you think we do on Monday nights here? Every prayer group I've ever attended, it's not even 1% of every church we ever, I don't care how big the church is, 1% usually shows up for prayer. And what we're doing, we're not just coming and blah, 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 God, blah, blah, God, blah, 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 God, here's what prayer is, God, blah, blah, blah. No, we're going to the throne room. If they're not going, I'm going to take you there. That's why I'm here. We're going to your throne room, Father. We're coming. As the head of this ministry, here we are. There's our spokesman for the hour right there. They're going to ask you, and we believe. Come on, because we're not asking wrongly. Come on, because I know you're receiving, and I know you want to give. We hear the answered prayers too, by the way. We hear them. Some of you are answered prayer right now. Some of you got what you have because that's answered prayer because somebody brought it to our attention that this is what they need. And so, okay, God, this is what they need. So you know what I say to God? Prove yourself to them. He proves himself constantly that they prove themselves away from God here. Now, there was a day again, verse 6. Job chapter 1, the son came to present himself before the Lord, and Satan came also. You know, the devil has enough nerve to go before God. How much more of a nerve should you not have? But you know what? Our mentality won't let us. Our mentality just says who we are, what we are, the ignorance that we've done. Come on, because some of us are walking in ignorance at times. I agree? I mean, you agree that sometimes we're in our own understanding. The Bible says, don't lean to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3. Come on. But we lean to our own understanding. We want to see the world this way. We want to see revelation this way. When God don't even want you there. He wants you right here, right now. Come to me. Come to me. Why? Because you're heavy laden. Come to me. Why? Because you're in need. Come to me because I want to give to you. That's why I sent my son. I opened the door for you to come boldly. Come boldly. Come directly to me. Why? Because I want to do what I have for you. Satan has enough nerve to do that. How much more should you not have nerves? Because you are his sons and daughters. Satan went with the sons. Come on. He does this every day now. Every day. You don't deal with Satan. God has to deal with him because you can't handle him. We can't handle him. It's going to take Michael to come and handle him. Even the biggest ministers you've ever known or met or read about, they don't even handle him. Because we can't handle that much. God has to personally do it. Because they're powerful. Come on. You know, devil made me do it. You have no clue what that means. Then he goes on, verse, and the Lord said to Satan, come on, listen to this. If God's going to talk to the devil, don't you think he wants to talk with you? Get this right now. Forget about the trials. Forget everything that he faced. Forget about the so-called friends that came. Forget all about that. I understand. This is what he said in the beginning, right? And the Lord talked to Satan because he's there. He acknowledged us. Come on, he acknowledges who's in his presence. This is why you need to understand. He acknowledges you when you come to him. He waits for us. Come on, somebody. You don't understand. He waits for us. Oh, glory to God. And he goes on again, number 7. And he said unto Satan, Where are you coming from? Where are you from? No, where are you coming from? Not where you're from. Come on, that's a street mentality. Where comest thou? And then Satan now answered, come on. We can talk back to our God. If Satan can, how much more than we can? Oh, you're missing this because you got to learn to talk to God because he's listening. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going through. But watch this. He answered. Satan answered and said, the Lord and said, from going to and fro from the earth and walking up and down in it. He's going back and forth, world for the world. What do you think he's looking for? What's he looking for? He gets to go straight to God. Hello? He gets to talk to God. What's he doing on this earth? Well, if you know the Psalms, the Bible says in Psalms, it says the earth is of the Lord. And who's in the world? Who's in this world? He's looking for us. He's looking for the believer. He's looking for the true sons and daughters of God. What that means, the ones that know that I am his. Come on. That's why he couldn't lie to God. Hello, and he's the father of liars. How many know he's the father? Listen, get this deep down in your heart. He's a liar. You should hate liars. The only way you're going to hate liars, because I can't stand liars. Come on, you're lying. You're such a liar. That's why I say, don't listen to the news. You're such a liar. Know what you're reading. Come on. Even discern AI now. That's not. You're lying. Come on, get yourself out of the gutter. He couldn't lie to God, could he? Not even God himself could lie, because if it was a lie, God would say it'd become a truth. That's how strong our God is. You better put that in your bank right there. If God was to lie, it will become a truth. But we know that God has warned us that Satan is the father of all liars. Say all liars. And he goes, I've been coming up and down, to and fro on the earth, walking up and down, walking up and down, walking up and down, walking. And of course, we know that he took 1/3 of the angels with him, right? So he's got 1/3 out there. So we got 2/3 of the majority, though. And they're on our side. Hello? And then the Lord answered back, his answer. And the Lord said unto Satan, now get this, watch this. Where you been? I've been on the earth. And then the Lord said, back to him. Have you considered my servant Job? Out of nowhere, God says, have you considered mine? Now put your name in there. That's how God considers you. I dare you. Don't be afraid of the test that may come. Don't be afraid of that. Know the ending of that storyline that starts right here. Have you considered my servant Job. And why is God asking? Because he wants you to know. This is for us. They ask that God knows our name. He knows how we are. He knows what we do. Come on. And now he's telling the devil himself, the devil of devils, hey, have you considered my servant? Man, what a high five to that one. Come on. Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. A perfect and upright man. One that feareth God and eschews evil. Now, Satan's going to answer back. Because he's got an answer. Are you listening? Yeah. Satan answered the Lord and said, yeah, does Job fear God for not? Does he really fear you? For just because he fears you? Paraphrasing it? No. Satan's not going to try to challenge our God. But that's how much he knows us. He knows your end. Hello? He knows every one of our end. And verse 10. Thou hast made a hedge about him, about his house, about all that he has on every side. Say every side. And his substance is increased in the land. He says, yeah, he's only serving you because of that. And you know what's sad is? That's the truth now. God blesses you. And who's the first one we forget? Who's the first one we leave behind? This is why I take him no matter where I go. And I've said to my household, he's always going to be this in our lives. And she's confessed, he's always going to be this. So if something ever happened in our relationship, do not let go of God. Come on. But God has kept us. Say amen. God has done this. Why? Because there's one before God. Revelation tells us like this in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Go there real quick, like with me. I'm trying to get you to get this about becoming an opening, what you need to do. Go big with God. If you're going to do anything, go big with God. Come on. Go big with God because God wants to become big with you. He's boasting on you already. He's telling the devil, have you thought of my person? Have you seen Lydia? Yeah, she was an incubator, right? Yeah, she's perfect. She's complete. I'm going to tell you, he was not perfect. He did things he should have never done. Did you know that? Because you read the storyline, he began to have to sacrifice because he's letting his kids do whatever they want. They were rioting. They were living it up. Say they're living the vida loca. Why? Because he was rich. Have you seen all these ridiculous stories that come up because of their parents were rich or they're famous? What happens to the kids? Come on. It happens to the church, folks. We rise up. Come on. But you got to stay in check. You got to keep it balanced correctly. But he knows us. Amen, somebody. Revelation chapter 12. Because remember, where's Satan right now? Where did I leave you? Where's he at? He's not walking to and fro. He's still with God. He's still talking to God. God asked the question. Satan answered. Right? Because what we're going to see in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation here, we're going to show you something here. My Bible is resisting me, but see, it's not my tablet, it's my finger. It's too big for this little one. This is what I like, and this is what I get. Because I'm going big with God. I went big when I went into this property. We can't afford it. In my natural mind, we can't afford it. Look at here. It fills up, and then it gets small. It fills up, and then it gets small. It fills up. It's been my journey all my life. Like, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to believe in you because I got nothing else to do. I got nothing to lose. Come on, I'm going to got the down payment. I got nothing to lose. Worst scenario is in my business aspect, I'll sell the place, make our money back, and get more money back. Make sense? That makes sense? Because that's how I think. But see, that's not the kind of God. The plan of God is we're going to come. Why? Because you have somebody that loves you here in this city, around this city, because I believe they come from far and near. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to teach, I'm going to preach, and I'm going to show them the God we serve. This is who we serve right here. He tells me, go big, son. And this is big. I can go bigger. I was actually looking at big things, right? I can fill this with chairs, so I cut the chairs out because I don't want you to think that nobody comes to our church. People have come to our church. It's been full, empty, full, empty. We got people, whatever, doing whatever. Come on. We're still here. That's the main thing. Lights are paid. Air's on. Amen. We had coffee this morning. We had coffee. Donuts. Praise be to God. I didn't eat that. Don't worry about it. But I got a secret. I got two waiting for me in my office. Shh, don't tell nobody. I'm not supposed to eat that either, by the way. Thanks, my sister. You love us. God loves me. That's how I'm saying, no, God loves me. He made a provision, right? But where's Satan now? Where's Satan right now? I'm going to show you where he's at right now. He's exactly where he is all the time, talking about you. He's talking about you. Say me. Why? Because he knows that you're his. We already said God's already boasting on us. He don't care if you're rich or not. That's not about the richness. That's the accusation that he made. Oh, they're only serving you, which sounds good, right? Yeah, they're only serving you because you blessed them. No, we serve him, he blesses us. We serve him, he blesses us. We continue to serve him, he blesses us. Continue to keep serving, he blesses us. Come on. But remember who the blesser was and is and will always be. Come on. Because you have no idea where you're headed for until you submit to yourself to where he wants you and then believe that he's to go big with God. Come on. Chapter 12. Watch this. I'm verse number 9. And we're going to read a couple of verses. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. This is what he's called, the serpent, the devil, Satan, which deceiveth who? The whole world. So everything you see going wrong right now, who do you think is behind it? Hello? Until you learn spiritual warfare, you're not going to have victory no matter what. You're going to battle. That's why some of you are still battling the same battle that you should have overcame 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I'm not talking to those that just fought something yesterday. I'm talking about the ones that are lengthy. Still battling in the mind. Come on. Still letting what comes come, because right here, he's telling us the time will come, but it's not here yet. You still got to deal with what you got to deal with. All right? The whole world, that's where he was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren. Are you catch that? He's in our world, isn't he? Hello? And what do you think he's doing in our world when he's before our God? He knows your name. He knows my name. I get so accused just by words that I speak, but I know they're not the accuser. It was a lying spirit that comes and changes everything around, because that's what he does. One more time, right? One more time. And I heard a loud voice on verse 10 saying, in heaven now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That's us with Jesus in us. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God. How often? How often you think you're being accused? He's before God accusing you. He's got his minions talking to you. And if you don't have the helmet of salvation on, if you don't understand your freedom that cross provided for us, if you don't realize the price that was really paid for our freedom, that accuser is still accusing you. Those minions are talking and you are listening. And you shouldn't be listening to anything except what thus saith the Lord. Come on. Thus saith the Lord. Didn't he tell us, and I knew you before you were born? Come on, now let's go deep. I knew you. You didn't even know yourself. Some of you still don't know yourself. That you're a child of the Most High God. He holds the universe. Your God holds the universe in his hand. And he's telling us about going big, going back. Big in what? In our freedom. In our peace. In our love. You don't need more money, because more money, if you don't know how to handle it, all it does is bring more sorrow. Come on. It's been proven by the world. They go crazy. They go idiotic. They do crazy, weird things. Hello. Your favorite actor. Let me see if you know this. Put a gerbil in his behind. Who does that? And they had him, you know, silently taken to the hospital. Why? Because he put a ridiculous gerbil. I mean, you know what that is. Why would you do that? That's sick. So that accusation is true. That's the sickle right there. Come on. Money is not the answer. The answer is the understanding how big your God is, and you're his child. And he wants you at peace. He wants you at mindset. Why are you worrying? Why you worry the way you worry? Because it's the opposite of faith. Come on. Faith believes. Faith acts. Faith walks. Faith trusts. Keeps moving. Come on. And keeps walking. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you keep receiving. You keep receiving. You keep doing. But if the mind is not free, and God has come to set you free. Come on, freedom is here. There was the last song. Healing is here. Come on. The Bible says give. What does he want you to give? Give your heart to him. And give your mind to him. And tell him to connect them with him. Go big. Go big with the cross. Go big with the victories of the cross. Go big, and you're going to see what God will have for you. Because he wants you to open your mouth wide, and he wants to fill it for you. Come on. It's amazing. It's amazing. Stand to your feet. You guys are too exciting for me. I'm going to go big.